efforts. Civilians like these at the Ashkit border crossing with Egypt continue to try to flee Sudan as the country's warring sides began talks Sunday that aimed to firm up a shaky ceasefire. Meanwhile, fighting between Sudan's warring sides continued after weeks of conflict that has killed hundreds, wounded thousands, disrupted aid supplies, and sent 100,000 refugees fleeing abroad. The U.S.-Saudi initiative is the first serious attempt to end fighting between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. Many people in the Democratic Republic of Congo have nowhere to live and nothing to eat following Friday's flash floods that killed more than 175 people, forcing aid workers to stack mud-covered bodies on top of each other. The rainfall in South Kivu province caused rivers to overflow a day prior, inundating villages. Floods and landslides are not uncommon in South Kivu, which shares a border with Rwanda, where this week heavy rains killed 130 people and destroyed more than 5,000 homes there. Russia's Wagner mercenary group appeared on Sunday to ditch plans to withdraw from Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine, saying they'd been promised more arms by Moscow and suggesting they may keep up their assault on what Russia sees as a stepping stone to other cities in the Donbas region. Elsewhere, Ukrainian and Russian media reported explosions across Russian-occupied Crimea. U.S. Secretary of State Janet U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Sunday said debt ceiling negotiations should not take place with a gun to the head of the American people. This is VOA News. Police in the U.S. state of Texas shot dead a man who killed at least eight people and wounded at least seven others on Saturday in a deadly mass shooting at a busy mall north of Dallas. Police said they're still trying to establish a motive. More from Reuters correspondent Diane Toe.
Medical City Healthcare, which runs 16 hospitals in the area, said in a statement that its trauma centers were treating wounded victims, with the youngest just 5 years old. A mall store employee said he heard more than one round of gunfire.
I heard the gunshots, and we just all rushed to the back. We were all freaking out. We're like, what's going on? What's going on? And I had to go back to the front and lock the door. That's when I saw, like, cops all coming in. Helicopters was coming in. SWAT team was coming in. I was like, yo, what's going on?
Allen is a community of about 100,000 people around 25 miles northeast of Dallas. In a written statement, Texas Governor Greg Abbott called the shooting an unspeakable tragedy and said the state was prepared to offer any assistance that local authorities may need.
That was Reuters correspondent Diane Toe. South Korean civic groups gathered outside the South Korean presidential office on Sunday to protest against Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida's visit to Seoul. The protesters criticized South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, saying he had given in to Japan to too many concessions. One protester said Kishida was shameless for visiting the country without first making a proper apology for the Japanese occupation of the Korean Peninsula. Speaking to reporters after his summit with Yoon, Kishida stopped short of offering a new official apology for wrongs committed under the 1910 to 1945 occupation, but said on Sunday his heart hurts when he thinks of suffering and pain during these colonial times. Britain's Prince and Princess of Wales, William and Kate, shook hands and took selfies with royal fans in Windsor on Sunday while wishers were gathered to celebrate coronation weekend. Jill Biden, the First Lady of the United States, was there.
Jill Biden says it was just amazing to be able to witness the coronation of Britain's King Charles III in person. Biden, who represented the US at Saturday's ceremony at Westminster Abbey, said in a telephone interview that it was a surreal moment to see the crowns placed on the head of the King and his wife, Queen Camilla. The First Lady said it was an honour to represent her country at the coronation, and it meant a lot that she could bring Finnegan Biden, one of her granddaughters, with her for the milestone event.
Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Best music now. VOA 1.